What happens after everybody leaves? They repurpose it. They're going to turn it into shopping, into condos or apartments. They're going to turn it into a city. You come in, you build it up. You don't just tear it down. You spend $1 billion plus building this whole city in, and then you leave, and you leave it behind for that country to use for whatever that is they want to use it for.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Here is my best experience at the 2020 World Expo. I know it's 2022, but it was supposed to happen in 2020 and it didn't happen. And it was going to cost something like $50 million to change all the banners, all the signs, everything that was already built out, right? So just kept it at 2020, right? Even though we had it at 2022. Supposedly, this will be the last World Expo in the next 100 years where it's this freaking massive. The next one, I think it's in Japan, and only like the region goes, maybe some big powers go, maybe the US, I don't know how it is. But if you're not familiar with the World Expo, basically every country, or if you're invited, you get a little spot, a little corner, and you show off basically, right? And you know, whatever it is you want to do, culture, want to talk about technology, whatever you want to show off for your country, you show it off. But this freaking thing was amazing, okay? So for real estate, here is real estate for the World Expo, how this all this connects, right? So you walk into the World Expo in Dubai, and like I said in my other video with my trip to Dubai, it's freaking amazing. They do everything first class, all about technology, all about innovation. It was pretty badass. I mean, you walk in, and by far the best exhibit was the one from Dubai. I mean, that thing was massive. It had the world's largest elevator, and these everything they put inside was just amazing. They had these monstrous things like of humans in there, like they were like King Kong, and you look at his eyes like this big, and you're looking at it and it looks real. I mean, it was pretty badass. That was probably the best experience that I had, was walking to the Dubai one. And there was other ones, US. I went to Venezuela. That was actually pretty good. Or was it Ecuador? Hold on, let me think. Venezuela, Ecuador, El Salvador actually was El Salvador. That was the best one because they have free coffee. They gave you coffee from El Salvador. We sat down after we did the exhibit. Very simple exhibit, very well done. And they gave us coffee from El Salvador, which was really, really good. So each country has their own. Nobody knows what the other country is doing, so they're trying to outdo each other, okay? It was really cool. The exhibit, so many people there, right? They do it like once every 4 years. But how does this tie with real estate? This was like a mini city. I mean, there's no way you go one day and you see everything. You got to go for a week. You can go for a whole week and probably not see everything, okay? What happens after everybody leaves? They repurpose it, right? They're going to turn it into shopping, into condos or apartments. They're going to turn it into its own city. So you come in, you build it up. You don't just tear it down. You spend $1 billion plus building this whole city in, and then you leave, and you leave it behind for that country to use, you know, for whatever that is they want to use it for. So they have some pretty cool plans for it. That place was amazing, was big. Best takeaway was the Dubai exhibit. I didn't go inside the Japan, and I heard that was probably the best, but they were sold out. Like even for days and days and days, they were sold out. We didn't get to go in Dubai, but check my next video because I'm gonna talk about my worst experience at the 220 Dubai or the World Expo 2020, my worst experience by far. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that will help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.